Branham.
Joining us now on the HRMP guest line, one of my favorite baseball guests. Love talking baseball with Doug Glanville, MLB analyst for ESPN, also a host of A Class Is in Session on Watch Marquee. Doug, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to hang out with the Killer Bees. Looking at the Houston Astros, they just came off the series, of course, in the Bronx, where they took two of the four, blew a lead in both of the losses late. Could have easily been a four-game sweep there in Yankee Stadium. When you look at the Astros, would you consider them a World Series contender? As currently constructed, can this team win a World Series?
Absolutely. You know, thanks for having me, too. I mean, it's a team I had a chance to watch. I saw the game, I believe it was June 19th, against the White Sox. And I'm seeing a team that even when they don't have all their pieces and even when, you know, they're not as sharp, they still find ways to win. You're seeing sort of the smaller contributions pay big dividends. And then when you have, you know, guys like Altuve or Alvarez doing what they do at their best, you have a team that has the big bats to also go against teams like the Yankees. And look, they won that series in the terms of, you know, clearly if you went inning by inning, and that's the best team in baseball when you look at the Yankees, the way they're playing. And, you know, they went toe-to-toe. And there's no question when you watch that game, even if they had blank uniforms or you didn't know who was playing, you would see two teams that were very well matched, and that at any given time, one of the teams could have exploded on and late in the game or at any time to change the complexion of that game. So, Dusty Baker is an incredibly talented manager, understands people really well, and that in and of itself is that extra push that can turn you into a champion at some point.
So, Doug, with that being said, we've sit there, and obviously it's our job to do this, but we nitpick on a daily basis, and we look at a team that is so, you know, as one of the most complete teams in baseball, but every team has holes. So then right. You start looking at, well, how and where would you improve this team? And it started out by being very concerned with shortstop, and that was put to rest very quickly by Peña. But when you look at the Astros from afar, I'm curious your perspective. If you're going to make sure and solidify this team can compete with the Yankees and do what they need to do in the postseason, where would you fortify this roster?
Well, you know, one way to look at, you know, answer that is look at the matchups. You know, okay, let's take the Yankees. Well, then you start off by how can you beat the Yankees? And the reason I say that is in our conversation before the game, before the White Sox game on that Sunday, he was, at the time, Alvarez was down. And we were asking, well, what are you going to do? And Dusty was like, well, I had to think about how you can't replace that bat, but you can change your game to sort of work on where the holes begin. So he said, well, maybe I run more. Maybe I use a contact game differently. Maybe I actually approach the, you know, how I set up my bullpen differently. Like that's managing. So yes, although you can say, all right, it's always good to have another arm. You know, if you have an Odorizzi or someone goes down, it's always good to have a deep bullpen. You know, you have a short series, you know, or shorter series, and you have days off. You know, it's good to have Verlander guys who can take the ball and go eight or something like that. So they have all those weapons in their disposal, but it's the depth of those weapons that can get you through in case of an injury. But that's how you have to think of it. You have to say, how can I maneuver around my roster to adapt to those opponents? And you start, you know, it's a little early to look at matchups now, but at some point you're going to be like, who am I going to be playing? And because good managers understand that you're going to have weaknesses. And even if you try to plug all the holes, the unforeseeable things can happen. So then it's a matter of how can you adapt against not only your opponent, but against your circumstances. And that's what I see as what they're doing really well. Like, okay, we're not hitting that much, but we're pitching and we're playing defense. They seem to just sort of adjust and work against their opponent's weaknesses as well. So that's where I'm most encouraged about the Houston Astros.
Doug Glanville, Major League Baseball analyst for ESPN, host of Classes in Session on Watch Marquee as well. And Doug, you know, you get to the trade deadline, which this year's in August for the first time in forever. A lot of fans will trade for a center fielder, trade for a first baseman. And it's easy to say that, but then whenever you challenge and say, okay, would you trade Christian Javier for a rental of Trey Mancini or something like that? It's, wait a second. Whenever you look around Major League Baseball, and this year's different, six playoff teams from each league, so you have more contenders than years before. Are there names that you're looking at right now that could be on the market that could change the perspective of an Astros, of a Yankees, and their chances of winning a World Series?
Well, you know, look no further than who are the upcoming free agents. Now, specifically, it's hard to say, but, you know, let's take a Wilson Contreras, for example. Or, you know, like, he's someone that, you know, depending on what the Cubs are going to do, you never know. If they can't sign him or whatever goes down, then you have someone that you might say, you know, this guy could be an asset to any team. And as long as you feel like that player will match up well, look at the encouragement that any team has after watching what the Braves were due last season. The Braves lost Acuna Jr., right? So you say, oh my goodness, your season's over, right? You lose one of the best players in the game. Instead, right away, he responded, and Alex Anthopoulos, their operations guy, and he acquired four outfielders, Jock Peterson, these cats, right? Mm-hmm. And figured out a way to respond, and all of a sudden, in August, within a couple of weeks, they were over 500 for the first time and did what they were able to do. And the Astros were part of that. And so when you see that those trades, sometimes they're pieces. They're not necessarily like, oh, I have to get, you know, Aaron Judge. I just need to complement my players. And what I like about the Astros is they don't have any, like you say, glaring hole. It's more supplemental, and it's just how you use those players. And that's a good place to be in. You know, you'd rather be in that spot than saying, wow, I have five, I need to get, you know, five different pieces just to try to, you know, compete.
And, Doug, to two of the points you made, I think that when you look at the matchups between these two teams, especially with the series that was just played, and assuming these two are the favorites to meet in the AL Championship Series, you look at the fact the starting pitching was fine. But the fact that their bullpen got depleted, and at the back of their bullpen, especially when Presley has shown he now can't pitch 2 days in a row, and you only have a few veterans that you can quote-unquote trust. And then you get to that second wave, which kind of cost them that last game in New York. And you look at that. So you look at the matchups, and then you look at just kind of fortifying. I've said all along, I could see them going out to try and find a veteran or two to kind of fortify the bullpen, but also be able to supplement that back end where they've been there and done that before. Can you see something like that in the future for the Astros?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the key is, what do you have to give up? And look, Dusty Baker is all in. That's why he took the job. That's why he got there. He's all in. He's not building for next year. He's like, all right, yeah, I want to keep this particular player. The Astros have to look ahead, always beyond their manager. But Dusty's established, like, he got to the World Series last year. What are the pieces? That is exactly an opportunity to bolster a bullpen. I don't think you can ever have enough arms, especially when it's so much more based on your depth of bullpen and matchups. You know, that's why, like, let's take the San Francisco Giants. That's a team that's a nightmare to defend against, because they're built to pinch hit in the fourth or fifth inning and have 12 different matchups coming off the bench and in the bullpen. Like, that's the kind of game you got to play, especially in these postseason matchups. And one thing that Dusty said to us in our pregame was, these, you know, we knew the Astros were about to go through this stretch, right? Mets, Yankees, Yankees, Mets. Like, that's, if you want to know where you stand, that's the couple weeks you're looking. But you're taking data in now, and he's saying, okay, all right, we need to fix that, right? We can't blow out our bullpen to the point where we can't beat these guys the next day, right? That's how you have to think, and that's why it was almost like a playoff test, because you can't just think in the one moment. You have to see what choices you're making now that are going to affect you in the next ball game. And that's the data that they need to take in and apply going forward. And I see bullpen was a big one. Now, coming up, the Astros are playing, you know, they should win a lot of these games, right? Royals, A's, Royals, Angels, they're in the driver's seat. But they also can establish in these moments that they can win the games they're supposed to win. So that's Dusty, how he kind of looks at the season. It's opportunity, and it's a way to figure out where you stand so you can make these adjustments. And the Yankees series, the depth of bullpen is definitely something they want to bolster, but they're not far away. Sometimes it's just by someone getting healthy.
We've been talking about this stretch, nine games against the New York teams, whether it's the Mets and the Yankees, is the Gotham Gauntlet, nine in a row against them, and 4-2 so far in the first six, which, as you mentioned, a barometer of the Astros against some of the elite in Major League Baseball. It's Doug Glanville joining us on the HR&P guest line, Major League Baseball analyst for ESPN, class in session on Watch Marquee as well. Talking a lot about the micro here, and rightfully so. We're in the middle of you know, the summer in 2022. The Astros, the best team in the American League West, one of the top two teams in the entire American League. But I wanted to ask you a macro question for a moment, Doug. It's been a topic of conversation on this station about the Astros window. And Verlander old, Altuve getting older, Bregman might be past his prime, but young players with Yordan, Tucker, Pena, young pitching staff as well. What do you think of the Astros window in the macro?
Oh, I like the window. I like the window. You know, they still have a lot of pieces, and you just mentioned it. You know, Altuve, I mean, you know, been so steady for so long, and sure, it's limited, but it's not tomorrow. You know, these guys can still compete, and the beauty of having that scenario where you have a nice mix of, you know, the Tuckers, Alvarezes of the world, is that you can always, they're already productive as young players. You know, it's like, you know, what you saw in the Cubs years ago. You have young guys of contributing their years that are doing damage now. And you have such a nice luxury because then you can just add pieces around them. You already have the productivity. It's not potential. It's production, and they're doing that. So then you bring in guys. So even if it's, you know, if you have a role, obviously that makes a big difference, but you also can have other supplemental pieces for guys that are executing who are young, like the rest of their rotation. So that's, you know, I mean, when you looked at, you went back to like Urquidy and you say, well, how are these guys pitching in the postseason? Who are these guys? Well, they turned out to be, you know, really well-oiled machines when it comes to situational pitching, knowing how to, you know, execute within their skill sets. And they got all that experience early on, right? Postseason to believe. And, you know, Dusty's great at belief. So that's what I think is really good. You have young guys that are productive, but they also know what it means to be on the big stage. And that's a big reason to be optimistic about whatever happens to their aging veterans, that they can add pieces to experienced younger players that know what it takes to get to the highest point.
Doug, real quick, because we're up against it, but I got to get your thoughts on this. Reggie Jackson, now working for the Astros, came out with a quote. You obviously played against Jeter. Reggie Jackson said, "I've seen Derek. I've seen Jose Altuve. Here's what I'll tell you. If you put him in Derek Jeter's spot, the Yankees have championships every year from 96 to 2004, and there's no collapse against Boston." I just want to see your thoughts.
Ouch, yeah. I didn't see that. But well, look, Jeter is one of the coldest ice water in the veins players I've ever played with, against, whatever. I mean, really, you know, intangible. And he's used to hearing he was great, but he wasn't quite this because he didn't win an MVP. He was an under the radar superstar, megastar. So it's familiar. I don't think it's easy to compare, you know, different places, different markets, different times. But is Jose Altuve one of the great players? Absolutely. And he is someone that, you know, defied the biases around being, you know, not a big guy, but a guy that's just big-hearted and super talented who puts in the work. That's Jose Altuve. And, you know, I think time will be kind to him. You know, you hear, I know there's always a controversy, but, you know, a lot of people who are involved said, look, this guy wasn't part of this, and he wanted to live a high road. Dusty Baker spoke tremendously highly about how wonderful Altuve and how much he cares. I think that's going to be kind to Jose Altuve in time. And in the meantime, he's going to keep putting up the numbers. It certainly helps to win world championships in his own right. But it's a high compliment to be in the same sentence as Derek Jeter as well. But now it's a high compliment to be in the same sentence as Jose Altuve, and that's to his credit.
Doug, always appreciate you joining us. Always enjoy your work. Hope to chat very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
It's Doug Glanville, Major League Baseball analyst for ESPN. Class in session on Well at Watch Marquee. He talked about the window. He said it's wide open. Let's discuss. It's Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.